Welcome, great people, to March 14th on Joe's Daily U.S. History Lesson. I am your host, Joe DeCristoforo. On today's program, J. Edgar Hoover will debut the FBI's 10 Most Wanted list. I'll wish a happy birthday to James Bogardus. Yeah, he invented the cast iron building. Also on this date in history, Eli Whitney patents the cotton gin, and Alexander Hamilton will be named Commander of the Artillery Company. Plus, music news about Michael Jackson and Bon Jovi. Cool. Let's get started. 1950, J. Edgar Hoover debuts the FBI's 10 Most Wanted. I think John Walsh would make a better commentator than Casey Kasem on this one. There's a 100,000 bounty for the people on this list, folks, except for two of them, one being Jason Derrick Brown from Arizona, who's wanted for shooting an armed guard and taking off on a bicycle with 56 large in cash back in 2004. He may be either in France or Thailand, so keep your eyes open. There's a $200,000 bounty on him, by the way. The other exception to the reward is a $1 million reward for Victor Manuel Garina, who stole $7 million from a security company in Connecticut back in 1983. He may be in Cuba. There's generally only two ways to get off the list, either through death or capture. Rarely does someone make it off the list because they're no longer a threat. There is no number one, except maybe for the two I just mentioned, and occasionally there's a number 11, which would be someone extremely dangerous at that time, but will not be eligible to bump off anyone currently on the list. According to Wikipedia, Garina has the record for being on the list with the longest at 31 years. And the shortest span was led by Austin Bryant, who was on there for 2 hours in 1969. William Bradford Bishop was the oldest man to make the list at 77 years old. How he got on this list, I don't know. Maybe he was yelling at too many kids to get off his lawn. Anyway, since the list of top wanted fugitives was released, the FBI has also released a 10 most wanted terrorist list as well. Collect them all. 1800. Happy birthday, James Bogardus. He invented the cast iron building and pioneered the way for New York City to have all those marvelous large steel framed buildings. The triangle, where Chambers, Hudson, and West Broadway meet in Manhattan, is named after him. Speaking of invention and patents news, 1794, Eli Whitney patents the cotton gin. Great controversial topic. I mean, we need clothes, right? But we don't need slaves to do it. That's the argument. Prior to the cotton gin, slaves would have to pick out seeds from cotton manually. The gin used a hook that brushed away the cotton from the seed and produced more cotton in 1 hour than several days of slave labor. By 1815, cotton production went up to 100,000 pounds. That is a lot of cotton, friends. Naturally, the use of slavery increased in the South as well. The conundrum indeed. 1776. Alexander Hamilton is named captain of a New York artillery company. Yes! In addition to co-writing the Federalist Papers with John Jay and James Madison, as well as being America's first Secretary of Treasury and getting killed in a famous duel with Aaron Burr, Hamilton was a great military leader. During the American Revolution, he fought well in the battles of Long Island and Trenton, then later Brandywine Creek, Germantown, and Princeton, and was appointed by General George Washington to Lieutenant Colonel and led in the Battle of Yorktown against General Cornwallis. In music news, 1997, Michael Jackson plays the last date on his history tour at Kings Park Rugby Stadium, Durban, South Africa. During the tour, Jackson performed 82 concerts in 58 cities to over 4.5 million fans, visiting 5 continents and 35 countries. And finally, 1988, Bon Jovi started a 4-week run at number 1 on the U.S. album charts with their 4th release, New Jersey. The album produced 5 Billboard Hot 100 Top 10 singles, the most top 10 hits to date for a hard rock album.
Well, that pretty much sums up March 14th on Joe's Daily U.S. History Lesson. Once again, I'm your host, Joe DeCristoforo. Be sure to tune into tomorrow's program. We will wish a happy birthday to Andrew Jackson. I'll talk about the patenting of the escalator and some more basketball news. So in the meantime, be sure to check out the website at joesdailyushistorylesson.com. Leave your thoughts at the comment board, please. I always enjoy that. Also, you can take a shot at some of the multiple choice questions Let me know if you think they're too hard, too easy. And until then, thanks for listening and thanks for being great patriotic Americans, everyone. We'll see you tomorrow.